Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Take a look outside, folks. It's not that the weather is horrendous, because if you lived in, like, Detroit, it would be horrendous. Or actually, if you lived in Alaska, probably be a little worse. But it's not the typical San Diego super-duper sunny. Why? That's because it's going to be raining, I think, later on tomorrow. I think tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon or something like that. So for those that don't think it ever rains in Southern California, well, that song was wrong. Skip that one altogether. In the studio with me, Mr. Jim Hansen, who is with Thrivent Financial, the La Jolla Gateway team, and we're going to talk to him about what Thrivent is, does, what the mission is, because I know bits and pieces, but after this segment, we're going to have a knowledge, a working knowledge. Let me tell you this right now about Jim so that you can know. He's got a little bit of a background that him and I are going to talk about, because my understanding is that Jim was involved in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes.
I went to Saguaro High School,
and so
it gives you an idea of, didn't know that, did you?
I have three nieces who graduated from Saguaro High.
Yeah, and you should be very thankful that they graduated, because I'm one of those people that got thrown out of Saguaro, Chaparral, and Scottsdale High.
Well, one of those doesn't exist anymore.
Is Scottsdale, that right?
Yeah, I think you may have closed it down.
Yeah, that was not that good of school. Trust me, I was there. It wasn't that good of school. I wasn't actually in class. I mean, I was there when I was, you know, learning. Okay, so Jim, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming. And we appreciate it very much. And what I want to do is have you have the opportunity to share exactly what's on your heart. I don't want, you know, so we do a lot of, and we do fun stuff, and we do goofy stuff, and then we get these serious teachings. I mean, it goes all over the place. But what Thrivent is doing is cool, and that's where I'm like, okay, let's get into this. Let's dive into the mentality. So first of all, talk to me about Thrivent, what Thrivent is, what the idea is behind it. We've talked a little bit about the mission and the vision on some of the reads, but I want to hear from you your part in this process. So talk to me.
Thrivent, probably the easiest way to describe it, it's a faith-based Christian Fortune 500 not-for-profit financial services company.
Really?
So that's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. And you guys are not-for-profit?
We're not-for-profit.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't mean we don't make a profit. If you have buy insurance from us, you want us to be around in 100 years.
Okay? Yes, that's true.
So we do make a profit, but because we're not-for-profit, there's some special things that we can do.
Cool.
So let me just go. Financial services, like any other financial services company that you see advertised on TV, helping people with retirement planning and investments and insurance and all of those type of things.
Okay.
What makes us unique is we're the only on the Fortune 500. We're the only not-for-profit company. We are member-owned, so we don't use the Wall Street model. Our members own the company.
Okay.
And so because we're a not-for-profit, we don't have to pay certain taxes. And what we do is we give that money away.
Okay.
And last year was $165 million.
You guys gave away $165 million?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
We are
the
largest corporate donor to Habitat for Humanity. We give them $25 million a year.
Wow.
And then our members do builds around the country and around the world.
That's incredible.
As well, it's a unique company.
Yeah. And how long have you been? Have you been with them a long time?
I've been with them 16 years.
That's a lot. That's long.
They've been around 110 years.
Wow.
Now, the reason you haven't heard of us is for the first 110 years, we're considered a fraternal organization. You have to have a common bond to be a not-for-profit. You have to have a common bond like credit unions. You have to be a, you know, part of a certain organization. For the first 110 years, our common bond was Lutheranism, the Lutheran part of the Christian faith.
Right.
But last April, our members voted to expand our common bond to the greater Christian community. So
was that a big, you were in the company for 16 years.
Right.
So they've done that recently in the last
eight months. Yeah.
When that happened, I'm asking because I'm one of those guys that really wants to know. I think stuff like this is super fascinating. And then I like the business world and I like talking to Christians about it. When that happened, was everybody nervous that they were going to expand it because it was kind of an expansion of the model?
Or was it more like, no, no, this is cool, new frontier ground?
It was the majority, vast majority. I mean, it was 72% that it passed that wanted it, that saw it as new ground.
Cool.
And what's interesting, in every demographic group that voted, a majority won in every demographic group. So there wasn't any group at all that was against it. I think people are excited about who we are and what we do that own the company, the members who are a part of it, and they want to share that.
I think that's awesome. I just want to say, you guys sponsored the pastors the lunch that we had for the golfing, and you guys were also a part of the. I mean, you guys kind of participate in everything, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, we
I mean,
do.
You're like everywhere.
The golf tournament and your pastors luncheon, and we love doing that and love being a part of that. So we work with people in their individual financial world and help them plan. But the other thing that makes us unique, the second mission that we have, is furthering the mission and ministry of local congregations. So a part of what we do with that $165 million is we've produced programs and resources for the local congregations around stewardship and financial issues, and we'll come in and present those programs free of charge to a local congregation.
To a local congregation. So you'll go in and you'll actually do a seminar.
Yeah, an hour
free.
Long, hour and a half for free, workbook, go through. It can be around retirement planning. It can be around Social Security.
Whatever. Do they call and ask you, hey, we want something on this? Or do you say, hey, this is what you should do?
No.
How does that work? I mean, that's kind of an interesting.
When they call, we sit down and talk to them about what's the age of their congregation or what different groups do they have.
And what their mission is,
what their mission
is
and where they're at and who they're trying to reach, not just for their congregation, but maybe the community. So some churches use us as an outreach into the community. So if they've got young families or they want to appeal to young families in the community, we may do a college funding program
or
something
Great
called,
idea.
We have something called Parents, Kids, and Money. We got a piggy bank that has three slots in it called Share, Save, Spend.
Yeah, I love this. This is great. And it's a very cool blue.
It is. And so we can do a thing as well with that. And then they can invite people from the community. The members of the church can invite people from the community, be seen as an outreach program as well. So we want to have these programs. I was a pastor for 12 years. I know what it's like to be on that side of the desk and know how busy they are. So a lot of this is to take work off the pastor's plate. And to provide these programs that they don't have to plan, prep, or present.
You know, first of all, that's a good line there. Plan, prep, or present. I like that. That's good. Is that yours? Because that's a good
one.
That's mine. That's a good one. I got to write that down.
Okay.
I'd signature that one. I own that one.
I'll copyright it so you can.
You know what I like about Thrivent, what you're talking to me about, is that you were a pastor. So you were involved in ministry. You understand the plus and the minus, the up and the down, and then the Lord moved you into this this career with Thrivent. So when you're ministering and talking to pastors now, you're not talking from nowhere. You're not talking, it's not a sales pitch. That's just you're coming in, you're going, hey, here's my sales pitch, here's my routine, da-da-da-da-da-da, and then you're juggling balls and like fire. You're somebody that's been there. So when you're talking to the pastor, you're like, I know exactly where you are.
Yes.
And that's a complete, what a great way of preparation on the Lord's part to put you in that position.
I think it has been unique. I mean, I've been on the pastor side, I've been on the financial planning side. And when we moved out to the greater Christian community, I mean, one of the things I'm working a lot now with is with these local congregations, say, here's how you can utilize this Fortune 500 company that has as part of its mission strengthening your church.
Right.
I mean, that's a part of our mission statement.
You're doing this to advance the kingdom. You're doing this for the gospel's sake. I mean, you could go a whole other route and just make money a whole other route on some of this. You're actually doing this to create advancement for the kingdom of God.
Right. I mean, we have established ourselves and organized ourselves so we have this what's called this fraternal status so that we can have this $165 million freed up to give back to the communities.
I love this. This is good. I like this. It's good stuff. Here's what I want to do. We're going to take a short break and come back and do another segment. Are you okay?
Sure.
You all right?
Great.
All right. And here's the, he's coming out. I mean, I knew right away. Scottsdale. Uh-oh. some good
Arcadia area. High. Yeah, I graduated from Arcadia
High.
I went to Arcadia
High. Oh, my goodness. We're not even going to tell you the stories. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to Jim Henson from Thrivent Financial. They're a community of believers who are helping financially. Community of believers. How about that?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Let's get some more information on how to share, save, and spend.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Through December 24th at Smart & Final, Kendall Jackson Vintners Reserve Chardonnay is only $8.99. Lemon 8 and 30 can packs of Budweiser, Miller, Coors, or Tecate are just $18.99 plus CRV. Smart & Final reminds you to drink responsibly.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. I can't tell all the secrets in my life, but I will tell you this, that my wife is doing a little babysitting today, so she sent me a text. Let's just say stories about Levi are going to keep coming because she said, wow, I thought taking care of the dog was tough. She's taking care of one of her relatives, younger relatives, that only knows two words, apparently, Mick and Donald. I guess that's all the only two words that the child knows. Anyway, so I just want to give a shout out to her. I love you, honey. You can do it. You can do it. Like the little train. You can do it. Okay. We're talking with Jim Hansen from Thrivent Financial. Now, I'm not saying that incorrectly, right? It's not.
No, it's Thrivent.
Okay, no, I meant your name.
Oh, Jim Hansen, yeah.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. We need like a drum. That's it. That's what we need. So Thrivent is what Thrivent is doing. Just so we can say they have a specialty in working with Christian churches. Okay. I love you guys.
I could have used a little more cowbell.
I could have. Okay. What the passion really is that Jim is operating under is Jim was involved in church planning. It was a startup church in Scottsdale, Arizona. A smaller church.
Didn't exist, went out, started knocking on doors in June in Scottsdale.
Wow. And we were just reminiscing about spaces and different places he knows, because his dad was a family. Was your father that was involved in the Denny's? Was that
father?
Wow. Back in the day.
Back in the late 60s, he owned the Denny's restaurant. Wow. There was only one in Phoenix.
I don't know if you remember this, and I just got to ask you. Nobody has to know about this except for me. There was a deli in McCormick Ranch called the McCormick Ranch Deli. There was a Trinity Church, and then it was that's like the first place I ever ate in Scottsdale, Arizona when we moved there, because I was like 15.
Church is still there on the corner.
Wow.
My brother lives around the corner from it.
Wow. That is just, now I am feeling, thanks for making me feel old. Anyway, that was going good. Now I'm feeling old. Where's my Geritol? Anyway, here's my thing. You have a passion for helping pastors personally and then church-wise. Mm-hmm. Kind of get on track to the point where... they're not, and this is the concern that I think people have, and I have it too. So I'm telling you, there's sometimes where you get involved in financial programs with churches, and it's like something squirrely. You know, you're thinking a TV evangelist is going to pop out, and there's going to be a spotlight and rainbows and stuff like that. This is not the kind of stuff you guys are. You are doing hands-on, in-depth, core teaching, training, understanding, so that the pastor gets to be 75 years old and doesn't have nothing.
That's correct.
Is that a great idea?
Financial planning, and we've been doing this for 110 years.
Yeah,
and it has just been, like I said, for those 110 years, just within the Lutheran community, so a small bubble.
Yeah,
and so we know how to work with churches. I mean, that's been our core group and the core people that we have worked with. So we know how to work with churches. We're sensitive to that and working within churches. I was a pastor, so I know what it's like if you bring someone to talk to people about their finances and you're entrusting, you know, they're entrusting us to deal with honestly, with integrity and that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff with them. And we wouldn't have been around 110 years in a Fortune 500 company if we didn't know how to do that.
You know, that's a great, I think that's a great point. It's important for people to understand that you're being entrusted with a great stewardship in even in that teaching process, even in that training process. And I think what's going on a lot for a lot of people and for churches is there's kind of an uncomfortableness because in society, as economics go, I mean, if you're not Kinsey and you're thinking things are falling off the chariot pretty fast here, right? And you guys are helping people navigate regardless of what's being tossed. Is that part of that as well?
Yeah, I mean, it is sitting down with people and letting them know where they're at as we do a plan with them, find out where they're at, where they want to get to. And showing them the different ways to go and the different financial vehicles they can use to get there.
Yeah.
And to do it in a way that connects their faith to their finances.
Yeah.
For good, so that they can do good.
Yeah, so they can continue the service, continue the administration of the kingdom of God. And further. And I'm really glad you guys branched out, not to be offensive. I just think it's great that you guys, I mean, for me, you know, having several different ordinations in my background, I'm just not a one denominational like, well, I'm just not that way. I can't change how God made me. That's how he made me.
Right.
And I think it's great that you have an expansiveness and there's a willingness to serve across the board. I want to make the contact points because I don't want to lose that element. Contact points are still for people to call. And if I'm not incorrect, if I'm wrong, tell me. 858-455-5227. Is that the correct number?
Yeah.
Okay. So and then they'd be talking to Ruth, actually.
Talking to Ruth at the La Jolla Gateway team.
So she's actually the gateway for the gateway. gateway, right? I mean, that's okay.
Yes.
Come on. It was a joke. People, lighten up. 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. And you guys do it to the point where you do a free, so you're not charging to come into a church and teach. You got a new church. Like, we just had a pastor, and it's kind of a newer church and so on and so forth. That's kind of a great fit. You go in, you say, hey, we'll do this seminar. It doesn't cost you anything. We're going to show you what it is. Look at it. If you're comfortable, we'll help you. If not, you got the great information. Use it and advance the kingdom.
That's absolutely right. We've got a program for churches called More Than Money Matters. It's a six-week course, one-hour courses that walks people through thinking about money, about credit and debt, about saving, and walks them through the whole kind of world of finances and what they can do to be disciplined and good stewards of what God has given them.
Yeah.
And that's no charge. And when we meet with people individually, we do not charge them.
I think that's great. I think that's really, really great. What's the website you guys have? I mean, the only thing I don't have in front of me is a website. I know you guys have one. Do you guys have one? Do they have a website, Brian? Well, tell me what it is. You're out there. You're standing. You know, we used to call him Brian K. Smith. It was K for kooky. Now it's Brian T.
Brian
Smith.
Just says, call Ruth.
Call Ruth? That's the website? Call Ruth? Okay. Everyone's all Brian.
Actually, Jonathan During is the general agent, and you can Google Jonathan During.
And that's how they get the website? Okay, folks.
Well, there's the Thrivent website, which is the national website.
Right.
But we're an office within San Diego in La Jolla.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear.
So it would be the specific, that's where it would be Call Ruth to get to our specific office.
All right. So I mean, if you look up Thrivent on the internet, then you can check them out and get a good feel. But you're not going to go to Thrivent and then call Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right. There's 2,500 representatives throughout the country. So, and they could go to that website and put in Jonathan During or the La Jolla Gateway team.
Here's the thing to remember. La Jolla Gateway team is probably La Jolla gets a great way. Ruth, 858-455-5227. I feel sorry for her because as time goes on and we run the show and the commercials, Ruth's going to call me and say, will you be quiet?
Yes.
I'm getting a lot of phone calls. That's okay.
Well, you just have to bring Ruth in.
Oh, that's it right there. Oh, see, you just put that down. Okay.
She may not talk to me tomorrow after
she's
hearing
probably
this,
not going to talk to you. But that's very fun. Ruth, get ready. Okay, 858-455-5227 with Jim Hansen from Thrivent Financial, who's done a wonderful job. Excellent. Very excited. We're going to have you guys on in another 3 or 4 weeks. When the first of the year starts, we're going to do it again.
Great.
And have you come back and talk a little more. I'm really, really happy that you're on board.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back... Oh, poor Duck Dynasty stars. There could be trouble ahead.
Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make him leave. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a star on my sleeve.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tired of coping with missing teeth, decaying teeth, or poorly fitting dentures? Did you know that you can get a great, big, beautiful smile in just one day? Come to the Permodontics Center and see how the world-renowned team of doctors Berger and Ayers are transforming lives with permanent dental implants. They've been recently voted San Diego's best dental implant provider in the Union Tribune's Reader's Poll and are continually referred to as Southern California's premier dental implant center. You see, not only are permanent dental implants affordable with the look and feel of real teeth with real biting power, but these same-day teeth carry a lifetime guarantee. So why not come out to Permodontics and get your free, no-obligation consultation with the doctors? Pain-free, same-day teeth. Yes, it's possible and affordable with permanent dental implants. Call now for details at 866-SMILE-AGAIN. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. Or visit permodontics.com.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300. And security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wow. Have we had a show? I mean, we went from Pastor Dave at the Wave Church, then we had Nico Hill on, then we just had Jim Henson on from Thrivent. It's like, it was a nonstop show.
I thought you said his name was Henson. I was like, oh, he's one of the Muppets.
No, I'm the one that sounds like a Muppet.
This is true.
Okay. So Thrivent, they're going to be, I'm very excited because you know what they do that's different? And this is true. This is one of those things. I don't talk about this, but people, I kind of have an interesting financial background. They do these seminars, these financial seminars at churches for free. And if you have a church and you do it and you decide not to sign up with them, you know what they say? Please use the knowledge to bless the kingdom.
And by the way, this wasn't a show so far. It's been an experience.
Yeah,
and I mean that seriously.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for them. By the way, I do want to mention our good friends over at Genesis Recovery because here's what's going on. Again, I'm not gonna, you know, do I pull back a lot? I don't think I pull back a lot. Tommy Hawthorne, the executive director of Genesis Recovery in San Diego, the GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com website. The people that are really struggling with drugs and alcohol, it turns out this year it's a little worse than everybody was anticipating. And the people are struggling a little bit more than they thought that maybe they would be. And I think it's because of the instability of society and what's going on. So if you are a person who wants to get involved, what they do over at Genesis Recovery, it's a Christ-focal, focused 12-step recovery system. And sobriety is just step one of several steps. And they are into the restoration of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health of a person. They're connected to the Rock Church. If you are a person that wants to sponsor somebody, if you're a person that wants to get involved financially, if you're a person that wants to be a part of their ministry and or pray for them, or if you're a person who needs to go there, or if you know somebody who needs to go there, you know what? This is what the family of God is supposed to do. Taking care of one another, that's what we're encouraging you to do, to support them at a minimum, folks, through prayer. You call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or you go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com and get the information from them that way. They're really working hard to help people recover from broken lives to a surrendered life. Isn't that great, by the way? Broken life.
That's pretty cool.
To a surrender, though. I like that. And they've had people have been giving them some jazz, a hard time, which is like weird. Why would you give somebody a hard time because people are trying to trying to recover and trying to do better. What?
Makes no sense to me.
That's really weird. So we really want to be supportive. We really want to be kind of up there for them. And for people who are like, oh, well, you're just saying that because they're on the show. Nope, that's really not the case. In fact, I could financially prove that we're committed to helping them. So for those that really need that, GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. If you are a person that's in need, I plead with you to ask somebody to help you. That's what I do. How about that? All right, what's our time? Because I've got this. I got two DDDs. I can go either way on these DDDs, and I want to kind of get your opinion of what we got.
We don't have time. We only have about a minute and a half, but I do actually have a special caller I just called up at the last second here.
You have a special caller that called us at the last
second? No, I called them.
Okay, you called them at the last
second. Yeah, it's my mom. It's actually her birthday.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your mom's name?
Her name is Kathleen.
Kathleen, are you there?
I am here.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Can we sing your mom happy birthday?
Of course we can.
Okay, you ready? Okay, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Did you know he was a singer?
Oh, yeah.
I
did not know he was a singer. No, he does not sing all that much.
When he was younger.
Sounds real good.
When he was younger in the shower, did he sing?
You know, I don't recall.
Hey, Noah, I'm thinking...
He must not have done it very much if I don't recall.
I'm thinking he should have taken more showers.
Maybe that's it.
happy birthday to you. This is her birthday song?
So much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older.
That's from your son.
Thank you, Noah.
Oh, that's very nice. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Mom. Wonderful, wonderful birthday.
Thank you very much.
Great job. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was very cool. I'm very glad you were able to say happy birthday to your mom.
Oh, yeah.
She's
had a busy day, hasn't really had a chance to really celebrate, so I wanted to just put a smile on her face.
Okay. All right. Very good job. We come back. I'm probably going to do a DDD. I've been waiting to do this Duck Dynasty story, though, so I might want to do that. So if you want to pull up some Quacker music, that's fine. Doesn't matter to me. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Oh, when we come back, don't you want to know?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Your identity, who you are, is not based on the sum total of your life so far. It comes from being acutely aware of the unconditional love of Christ, and it's based on the unlimited potential of Christ in you.
Hi, I'm Nate Youngren. I want to invite you to listen to Amazing Life with David Youngren every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and on Sunday at 5 p.m. here on KPRZ.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 1-800-572-8800. That's 1-800-572-8800, or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 1-800-572-8800.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good brand, very good friend. That's me not being able to talk. My very good friend, Eric Holloway. You know, he texted me today. He wanted to get my address. At first, I thought he was going to send me a Christmas present. And now I'm thinking he's just going to send me a lump of coal. I don't know. No, actually, what he's going to send me is I think he's going to send me a Merry Christmas. Actually, I think they might go Merry Christmas because they're very committed. Excalibur Roofing, by the way, new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repair, 760-743-8803, 760, get that, 743-8803. You know why I like Excalibur Roofing so much? Long-term. We have a long-term relationship. He's been praying for my kid, which my kid still needs prayer. All my kids need prayer. Are you kidding? Remember, all their estimates, by the way, at Excalibur Roofing are free. That's a good price. 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com to get a good feel, you know, for everything that they do. We've been saying for a while that Eric and Excalibur Roofing are licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. I don't think we got that fixed. I have to do that tomorrow with Cameron because it's he's licensed and bonded in all the roofing classifications, not star charting. Bottom line is, look outside, folks. Kind of looks all right. That's the calm before the storm. Going to rain tomorrow. If you got a roof, and as it's been pointed out in a wonderful capacity, if you don't want to find out there's a leak because your wall falls down and crushes your television, you probably want to have it inspected. That's the key. There you go. Hey, we're just sound affecting everything. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Call 760-743-8803. Talk to them. Get the information. Do not fail to take care of your roof, or you could be sorry. Do not do that. Let's see. Before we get to our story, I think it's important to let people know you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
How about just two for it?
How about it? My new favorite segment, we just introduced it yesterday. For those that don't know about this favorite segment,
very knowledgeable segment.
It's very important for people to understand, because we're going to be talking about Duck Dynasty stars Phil Robertson, who is responding to people who don't like the fact that he made comments about homosexuality. The people from GLAAD, who are anything but glad. It's one thing about those people. They're the most miserable people I know. The Legbuck community. Anyway, we're going to talk about that in a second. But before we get to that, we always want to pump in, especially in this last week or so, our Christmas favorite. Here's our new favorite Christmas song for you to hear.
Frosty the
No! Man. There it is. Can you play it again?
Frosty the
No! Man. One more time, just to make sure everybody hears it.
Frosty the
No!
Man.
Hey, Rubba.
Yeah.
Ask me a question.
Hey, Dave, continue Christmas.
No.
Frosty the
No! No. Hey,
but
Rubba.
But, Dave, I really want to.
No. No. I'm Frosty the No Man. The answer is no. Hey, Robo Paul.
Frosty the
No! No. No. That's the best. See, this
you want to see something funnier? Well, ask me a question.
Hey, Robo.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Okay, that's just sad. I'm just saying. I just want to, Robo Paul is probably listening to, I just want to say for him, in case he has a question for me, here's my answer. Play that song.
Frosty the
No!
Man.
The answer is no. The answer is no.
Do you know what the word nada means? In all those Mexican movies you made, did you ever hear that word?
Isn't that a light chicken gravy?
No! No! No!
Zero! Zipsty! It's what you're gonna have when I'm through with you!
All right, folks. If you listened to this in the last 3 minutes and you didn't laugh, I want you to take your car and go to any of the following 15 hospitals and see if you have a heart. Just make sure. You know, God.
There's no way this isn't funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Not on the funny side again, and we got to do it because it is current news. And then after this, by the way, I'm closing out with a DDD that is probably a little challenging. A little challenging. Okay. But the Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson, he quoted a passage because they were talking to him about homosexuality. And he said this, he's quoting Corinthians, he said, don't be deceived, neither the adulteress nor idolaters nor male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanders, and the swindlers. And then he said this, they won't inherit the kingdom of God, don't deceive yourself, it's not right. So the first thing they did was accuse him of paraphrasing, which is like, that's not really paraphrasing, folks. He's not restating in different words that have non-application to the original Greek or the original Hebrew in different words. Pretty much, this is what it says. Neither the adulterers nor the idolaters, male prostitutes, homosexual offenders, greedy, drunkards, slanders, swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. That's what it says. He added, don't deceive yourself. It's not right. There's no paraphrasing going on. And here's the classic of all that just, my nostrils are starting to flare. Phil and his family were being attacked by the GLAAD people because they say Phil's lying to the entire community because that's not what true Christians believe. Yeah, dude, that's what Jesus believes. Jesus defined marriage between a man and a woman. The Bible never blesses a marriage that's not between a man and a woman. Never gives acknowledgement to a man and a man or a woman and a woman. The exact opposite is true. Christianity, those that follow the teachings of Christ. Oh, wait. I thought we were supposed to follow the teachings of the ancient church or something. Christianity, those that follow the teachings of Christ, know that there's no recognition of gay and lesbian couples between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. And if you don't like it, tough. Why would I respond and go, well, I'm not trying to offend you. That's right. Jesus offended nobody when he told the Pharisees, you're going to split hell wide open. That's right. He didn't offend anybody except for the 15 times in Matthew 23 when he called people names. He didn't call people names. Are you kidding? He called people pigs. Cast not your pearls before swine. If you don't know this, swine is pigs. just in case you didn't know. Here's the bottom line. The guy takes a stand for his faith, and then they're saying, well, that's not what Christianity is. No, that is what Christianity is. He's right. And anybody who has a hard time understanding that, if you want to take that position of sin, take it. Take it. Just don't try to pervert it or pervert the scriptures by saying you're right and Jesus is wrong. And here's what he closed out with. Listen to what he said. Here's the guy, you know, that we're going to talk about it tomorrow because he went duck hunting instead of listening to Barbara Walters, which is like, I give him a medal for that. He said this, let's face it, 2 or 3 or 5 years from now, we're out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's a TV show. That's not going to last forever. No way. That's what he said. He's not going to change his faith to make everybody happy around him. That doesn't work that way. If your faith is controllable by the public position of society, you don't have a Christian faith. How can you say that? Because I can read. Jack and Jill went up the hill, and once they read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they found out same-sex marriage was not okay. So what? I don't need to find that. Anyway, I say hats off to Phil for two reasons. One, because he dissed Barbara Walters to go duck hunting. Who doesn't love a guy that does that, right? She was shocked. You know, the media was shocked. I was like, that's perfect. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Dave, you're just a hater, Dave. Yeah, you think that's hating? Watch this. Play Frosty. Play Frosty. You want to hear it? Watch this.
No!
Now that's comedy, folks. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. I got a really cool DDD that has to do with the fact that your brothers and sisters in Christ, not false ones, your real brothers and sisters in Christ, everything you do, everything they do, it matters. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, if it affects one of us, it affects all of us.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
It's the season to shop and dine at Old Town's Fiesta Del Reyes. Spend $20 in the 19 boutique gift shops and get $5 off at any of their three restaurants, Barber Bar Saloon, Casa Del Reyes, or the Cosmopolitan Restaurant. Find details at FiestaDelReyes.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
I've experienced the best and the worst in caregiving. Hi, I'm Portia Vogt, president of Golden Care. When my Aunt Alice got older and needed help caring for herself, I saw how critical it is to choose the right caregiver. It's about integrity and relationships. That's why I started Golden Care. Because seniors in San Diego County should have the chance to live safe, healthy lives in their own homes whenever possible. If the senior you love needs help managing their life, call Golden Care. We offer affordable, concierge-quality caregivers. Whether it's 24-hour care or or just a few hours a day, our caregivers are accountable. Call Golden Care today for your free assessment.
Golden Care offers light housekeeping, meal prep and cooking, feed and care of pets, dressing, grooming, home organization. Compassionate, dependable, accountable. Call 760-828-5201. Serving all of San Diego County. 760-828-5201 or online at getgoldencare.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Somebody want to know, Dave, are you just angry? Are you just angry at the community, the Legba community? No, I'm just not going to be milquetoast. And if you think that that term is offensive, yeah, you got a real problem. By the way, Jim Hansen, who was on our show, Thrivent, so he was on the show, and he left the show, and as soon as he left, they already got phone calls. How's that? That's nice. That's always a good thing. Let's talk about a DDD. I haven't had a chance to do one. I've written all these DDDs, and RoboProducer, you keep saying I should do a day of DDDs, huh?
Yeah, but you like have so, much, so many of them. You might as well knock as many as you can out.
I've got like 500 DDDs. I mean, I could do like a month's worth of shows. And
you should do the DDD talkathon. Everything must go.
Everything we're selling. What are we, a mattress store? Okay, let me just say this real quickly. Hold on. Okay, that's my bubble wrap that I got from Jim. He gave me a little piggy bank and it has a little bubble wrap. I like bubble wrap. Okay, here's the DDD, folks, the devotional diamond of the day. Only have a few minutes, so I want to do it well. Or I want to say it well, or I want to share it well, or, oh, just listen. Joshua chapter 22, verses 17 through 18. The title of this one, RoboProducer, is All for One, or uh-oh. You like that? All for One, or uh-oh. That's kind of a different title, huh? Joshua chapter 22, verse 17 through 18 says this, "Is not the iniquity of Peor enough for us, for which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day, although a plague came on the congregation of the Lord, that you must turn away this day from following the Lord? If you rebel against the Lord, he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel tomorrow." Wait. What is this? Do you remember there were 12 tribes in the desert, and they were given the promised land, and nine and a half tribes went past a certain geographical point, and 2.5 tribes, and I think it's Ephraim, Manasseh, and half the tribe of Manasseh, and another tribe said, no, we're going to stay in this area. And when they were coming back, they built an altar of witness. And they were really concerned that the altar of witness was like a phony altar. So the other 9.5 tribes came back and were like, what are you guys doing? If you rebel against the Lord, even though you're 2.5 tribes a little bit separated, God's going to be mad with all of Israel, not just you 2.5 tribes. He's going to be mad with the whole 12 tribes, all of us. The reason that I chose this portion to talk about at this point, I only got 2 minutes on this, listen, is if one part of the genuine body is affected. Now, by genuine, I don't mean Christ in wordage alone. I mean people that have a genuine, sincere relationship with Jesus Christ, real Christians, not worldly Christians, biblical Christians, not society Christians. Okay, none of that. Real, genuine Christians, real brothers and sisters in the Lord. Even if you have a difference of opinion on certain theologies, they love Jesus, they're doing their best to walk with the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. If any of them is affected, you're affected. Any part is affected, the whole is affected. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little leaven leavens the whole bread. Now, that could be good and that could be bad. Let me tell you what 1 Corinthians 12:26 says. If one member suffers, all the members suffer. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice. You see, when one true member of the body of Christ is hurting, we're all hurting. Because it hurts us as a whole. Remember, we are all parts of one significant body. And you can't be just ignoring the other parts of the body because they don't think or operate the exact same way you do. But everything has to be submitted under the head, which is Christ. Here's the key. We're all connected to everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord in sincerity. We're all connected, whether some of us like it or not. In biblical fact, we are all blood relatives, the blood of Jesus Christ. And David said it well. He said, I am a companion to all of those that fear you, Lord. That's the truth. Here's the last passage I want to end on. Listen to this passage. Tell me what you think of this. Ephesians 4, 15 and 16 says this. Speaking the truth in love, we will grow up to become in every respect a mature body of Christ, who is the head. From him, referring to Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. You and I and everyone that can hear me has a part in the body of Christ. We need to strengthen, grow, and build each other up. For those that think, yes, but we're supposed to do everything in love, love does not mean you don't discipline, lest you tell your two-year-old child, hey, I'm not going to stop you from touching that hot stove. That's not love. That's terrible parenting. So the bottom line for real love is when we strengthen, encourage, and direct one another, all of it under the submission of the Lord Jesus Christ in everything he had to say. That's the way you love. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and we come back. You know, it's just more insanity of the Spoonanity. See ya.